topography comparisons, absolutely. And if you have any idea what, if you draw a line between Pythagoras and the western edge of the outer defined ring of Oriental, it intersects a beautiful textbook crater on the south. I would love to know the name of that. The topography differences, now the South Pole has a little bit of a benefit that it has more of the terminator, and I can see a little more shadowing there, but there is a nice crater right at the South Pole, so that's the main thing defining the topography there. Seems to be quite a bit of elevation change. I can see some very jagged shadows at 90 degree just to the west of that crater at the South Pole. I can see a very distinct change in the shadow directions indicating, I don't know, a very high wall or a very deep canyon just to the west of that. And in the north, it seems to be that from sort of the edge of the mare that's dark, which is maybe one Pythagoras diameter south, if you draw a ring about that, you know, maybe the top 7 degrees of the moon, and just draw a ring around that, the near side is an albedo of 5 and looks quite smooth from here. And then along the same edge of the mare, the edge of the mare that kind of Grimaldi's just outside of, Glushko is just outside of, Carroll Crater is just outside of, and you start to see the stark differences between the darker 7/8 and the 5s and 6s, the 4s and 5s. If you follow that line up to the north, that line is also where the change in topography happens at the North Pole. The line defining the light and dark on the edge of the mare that you can see from Earth, draw that line roughly the midpoint of all that straight to the North Pole. And on the side facing the Earth, you see smoother topography and dotted by Pythagoras and its next-door neighbor crater. And then on the far side, you see a lot more cratering and a lot more topography. And again, the far side has the benefit of a little terminator there, but I am seeing a variation in the topography. It seems to be more jagged and a more challenging place to find a place to land and to even traverse in the south, all around the South Pole. And at the North Pole, it seems to be it would be more challenging to translate on the far side of the North Pole compared to the near side of the North Pole around Pythagoras.
Happy all, Victor. You really help paint a contextual picture of what you're looking at. We really appreciate the way that you're guiding us into the areas you're seeing by drawing comparisons between recognizable features. Thanks for that.